Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Giggles Don't Want Haters. That was from Dan Douglas on Patreon. He's a member of our 420 Club, and there's lots of things you can get for being a member there at patreon.com/gettingdug, including we're going to start doing post-show episodes called Doing Dugs with Dabs, Doing Doug with Dabs. And and only Patreon members will get to see that. So sign up if you want that stuff. Doug plugs, I'm doing stand-up on Saturday, February 8th, and Doug Loves Movies on Sunday, February 9th, both at the Punchline in Sacramento, both at 420. Doug Loves Movies comes to Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina on February 16th, and I'm doing stand-up at the Improv in Tampa on Thursday, February 28th. For all my dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com and be sure to check out my Dining with D&K podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy the show. Blast off! We're doing it. We're back in the basement. Nice to see everybody is back here with us. I've got a newbie and an old bee, as we like to say, joining me. We've got our friend Ron Funches. Oh, that is five people who really know how to clap.
Yeah. They really filled the room with that.
And joining us for the first time is a musical artist, Citizen Cope, who I've been told that it's okay to call you Clarence.
You can call me Clarence, you can call me Cope.
Oh, yeah, Cope?
Either one.
I like that. I like the sound of that. That's it's always fun to have a friend with a name that's a word that's not normally a name. And Ron?
Hi, Dad.
What can we call you?
Professor.
I like, okay, Professor. I can do that.
I love it.
I'm already on board. I'm already doing it. I love it. What do you guys, let's start with you first, Clarence. So what's, what do you got going on right now that you'd like people to know and about and check out?
Well, I got a new record coming out in March 1st, and a tour across the U.S. And the name of the record is called Heroin and Helicopters. Mm-hmm. And I got the name from when I met Carlos Santana. He told me to stay away from the two H's. And I was like, what are those? And he said, heroin and helicopters, they don't work well with musicians. And I guess Stevie Ray Vaughan and Bill Graham had passed away in helicopter rides, and mm-hmm. so I thought it meant a lot now, because it just seemed like with all the things going on, it kind of made sense.
Yeah, it really, you know, it's compact. It's like very specific warning.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, don't work with dogs or children. You know, it's just like, okay, I get it. Have you stayed away from helicopters? How often does someone try to make you go on a helicopter?
You know what? I've never been on a helicopter, and I always took his advice. And I was just doing a private show in Jamaica, and we got there, and the people who were doing the event like, you got to take a helicopter because we have to get you there for this rehearsal, or, you know, all. So I actually got on a helicopter and flew across the Blue Mountains of Jamaica from Kingston to Port Antonio. So I actually kind of liked it, but.
That's the trap. That's what he wasn't saying.
He was like, "Don't get addicted to those things."
Those are both very addicting: heroin and helicopter.
Well, the sativa that we have today is called Seriously Sour, and that's what we put in most of the things here. And then we've got an indica standing by called Purple Punch. But I hear that Clarence enjoys pre-rolls.
Yes.
Is that true?
Well, you know.
Was that correct intel that I got? So we got a bunch of those here. Do you have any preferences between indica or sativa?
Well, neither one is fine.
Okay. Because I couldn't tell you which one this is, but but it looks like a fun piece of business. But also, you like to, you put a little tobacco in your...
Yeah, a
weeds. Little if you roll it yourself, do you want to roll something?
Yeah, I'll roll something.
We got some random papers here.
You're so soulful.
Yeah, it'd be awesome if you want to roll that up. And how are you doing down there, Ron? Did you get a hit of something?
Oh, can just start now.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant to say. It's probably 420-ish somewhere. And, yeah.
Hey, 420 somewhere.
Let's all start smoking before we get into the real, you know, heavy hardball questions.
Mm-hmm.
Before we sit here and solve the world's problems.
It's easy to
let's
do.
Let's just smoke a little bit. Everybody watch Giggle Fit on Comedy Central?
I did.
You watched it? Yeah. Yeah, it turned out nice, right?
It did turn out
yeah,
very nice.
Yeah, people are super into it. It was the most watched thing in the history of television.
Yeah. Yeah, me since MASH.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The last episode.
Damn, MASH, that thing, yeah, that last episode really hangs in there.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to beat.
Yeah, but, you know, there's only three channels at the time.
That's why I think everyone was so, like, megastar back then in television.
Yeah, even the Static was a star back then.
Yeah, I mean, Partridge Family.
It's very soulful. Everything you say, I just hang on every word. That's right, I should be sitting next to you just whittling something. I love it. Where are you from?
I was raised in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I would not have expected that.
Yeah. And then I lived in New York for a long time, and I was born in the Deep South, and family lived down there, so I spent a lot of time down there.
What's your high history? Like, how did you get started smoking?
I had a family member that partook in a little bit of growing, and but it was back when I don't think this particular person knew how to grow, so it was just the leaves. So I obviously with some friends and that kind of stuff.
Give us their full names.
Let me just open up the old poke bowl here so we got something to ash into. It's really beautiful. We've talked to Ron about his high history before, so
mm-hmm.
Do you have any sort of like celebrity smoky stories? You ever smoked with somebody famous like a president?
I don't have any Willie Nelson stories. When I went to the Lighthouse one time, but I definitely didn't partake after he got in trouble with the IRS for doing that. So I didn't want to be kicked out of the White House for that.
But, yeah, that's fair.
I don't really have too many, you know, celebrity stories regarding marijuana. I actually hung out with Matthew McConaughey one time, and he had that story about the thing, and he didn't smoke, so.
Yeah, he's really, but he's, you know, makes movies like Surfer Dude, and there's some other one coming out soon where he plays a what looks to be a very much a stoner character. So, he doesn't mind pretending.
You can when you win an Oscar, I guess.
Right? He was good in that movie. I didn't see the White Boy Rick.
He was in that one too?
Yeah.
I didn't see that movie.
I didn't see it. It had some hype before it came out, and then because it's based on a real kid that was like a drug lord when he was only like a teenager.
Yeah.
And they call him White Boy Rick.
That's
all I know.
Yeah, I tried to download it on my cable's all messed up, but I can't figure this cable out here.
I'm serious, Alicia. Get a lot of pot topics ready.
Yeah. No, I love it.
This is a mellow jam today.
It's very soulful.
We just did a show with Andy Kindler.
I saw him walking around. Yeah. I didn't know why he was here.
He was here to talk constantly.
Did he? So you could chat, so you could fill the time.
This show is the absolute opposite.
Oh yeah, I mean, I literally just landed from a 6-hour flight, so I'm like, oh, standing next to Cope here, I'm ready to nap.
Where'd you come in from?
From New York. Yeah, I was just doing some shows in Maryland, and then doing press for the special. So, just was doing that this weekend and came back.
Right on.
Thank you.
I've got a list of names that I have to read. I don't have to read off, but we like to read the names of people who belong to our 420 Club at Patreon. We've got someone named Ari, Ethan Rivel. Yeah, this is a good time to smoke, guys. Frank Hernandez, Chris Keem, Ryan Dyer, someone named From A to G, Jake Hodges, Joy Craig, Timothy O'Connell, and Cody Huey. Thanks to all of those people. Now that we're good and high, you guys want to do kind of a game show quiz portion of the show?
Sure. Absolutely.
I feel like the, you know, the flight attendant talking to the people in the exit row, and I needed a yes out of a verbal yes.
Mm-hmm. And look at you
in their eye. Make sure that you're ready, yeah. Okay, here's how it goes. I'm just going to ask a question. I don't know the answer either, so we can all work on it together. Marijuana knows something? What percentage of American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows? All right.
Grown adults.
This is going to be an embarrassing number. That there's a number at all. That it's even trackable.
Is this grown-ups or just children?
Oh, American adults. Oh,
okay.
So these are probably, as soon as you get to 18, somebody takes you aside and says, hey, do you think chocolate milk comes from brown cows? Just the way someone would say that question would make me go, no, of course not. Are you trying to trick me into thinking it does?
Say 7%.
You're going 7%?
I could see it, though. This is if you get them young, you know. If you're doing exactly what you say, pull them right aside at 18, 19, and you like, because it's almost like you're pressuring them. You're like, do you think it does? Do you think it does? You know? And so.
Yeah. Do you think the earth is round?
I don't know. See, that's how it goes.
How can I prove that it isn't?
Yeah.
There's a percentage of people that don't think it is.
I'm going to say.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to go a little higher, but not much higher. I'm going to say 9%.
Okay. I fear for our country. But also, just for the drama of it, I'm going to go a little higher, and I'm going to say 42%.
Nice. Good point.
Because that's what these questions are tricky. They'll get you, like.
Yeah.
It depends where the survey was taken. Also.
Yeah, well, that there's, they leave out those specifics sometimes. Yeah. So it could have been just that they asked 10 people.
Like Family Feud style.
Yeah, you know. But the correct answer is, you said 7, you said 9.
Yeah, I hope it's like 2.
It's Price is Right style, closest without going over. I said 42. And the answer is 7%.
Nice, nailed it.
Bam! Still an embarrassing number.
It's very high.
It's just like me and my guests. It's very high. All right. That went so well. I want to do another one. Marijuana knows something? I need some help with this one.
I was wondering why there was such a delay.
I need a clarification on a word that I think is a typo, but I'll lift?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you about the typo later. What happens when you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground?
That's so open.
So I imagine it's still attached to a kangaroo. Because if it's just the tail, I'm sure you can do whatever you want with it. It just feels like it would immediately pull away or spin around.
I think it kicks the shit out of you.
You think it kicks backwards? Do they do that? Can they kick behind themselves?
I feel like maybe it
shits on your feet.
Yeah. Or they go to the bathroom. Yeah.
As soon as you pull it up, it poops on your feet.
But that's why I was confused, because I originally looked down to see what happens when you life a kangaroo's tail.
You life it?
When you life it.
When you fall in love with it. That's dangerous.
I mean, I would hope something bad happens, whatever it is.
When you lift a kangaroo's tail,
because what are you doing?
It would be fun if it was good, if it was like a Kinder egg popped out. Like.
Or like you get 7 years good luck or something. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's what we're leaving it with. You get kicked or you get shit on.
Oh yeah,
I feel like it's gonna be something crazier than one of those. Like maybe it wants to marry you. It falls in love with you. It'll do whatever you want. Okay, we got to go to a break. So I'm gonna
cliffhanger.
Let's cliffhanger it. I'll tell you guys what happens when you life a kangaroo's tail off the ground right after these messages. Other than your absolute best friends, who could you ask to bring you red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., and a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m.? Postmates! Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever you can think of delivery service all year round. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you want within the hour. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the known universe with more than 25,000 partner merchants. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners and viewers $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now and use the code DUG. That's Doug for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Get anything you need, anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save with code Doug. We're back. We're here with Susan Cope, a.k.a. Clarence, and Ron Funches. And Alicia has joined us.
The professor.
Professor Ron. And she's... gonna tell us about marijuana news, but first, the answer to the cliffhanger question, what happens when you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground? You had a theory?
I think they fall over, because I think their tails are really big.
So you just lift it up and then they just go, quank.
Yeah, they like, the gravity is all off.
Flop over.
That's what I'm going with.
Good answer, good answer.
Thank you.
I want to switch my answer.
The correct answer is, oh, it can't hop.
Yeah, but who can if you hold their tail?
It loses its hopping ability.
Why is that?
I guess because they use the tail as well as the feet to push.
Maybe it's like a balance, a counterbalance.
Yeah, that's like their kryptonite, lifting their tail.
Wow.
Well, that was very, I'm sorry to call that a cliffhanger and then have it be so anticlimactic. But we've got lots of exciting news to talk about, right, Alicia?
Yeah.
All right, let's do some pot topics.
Pot topic.
Well, by the time everyone watches this, the Super Bowl will have already happened. But as of right now, there was a Super Bowl ad, which was for medical marijuana. It showed three different patients who had three various medical reasons for using cannabis. And when they sent in a storyboard, they got an email back saying that they were not allowed to air it on CBS.
Yeah, CBS kicked this one out, and so now it's all over the internet, and hopefully, you know, maybe they'll change their minds, but that was their decision. And it's just about, you know, children and veterans getting, you know, medical marijuana. It's not like it's about recreational.
Right, they're very extreme cases, and they're not even advertising the sale of anything. It's just in general.
It's just saying,
this is why it
you know,
allowed.
This cannabis is good, and get it together, America. But
it's better than recreational beer, but they get a whole lot of commercials.
I wouldn't be terribly surprised if some smart person was like, let's submit a commercial that gets turned down, and then we get all the publicity for having
it. No, I think that's what just
down.
Happened. I think that's exactly what happened. I don't think in no world did they think that CBS was going to approve this ad.
Right.
Well,
right.
Also the funding to be able to pay for the commercial. I'm not saying that they weren't able to.
How much was it?
So they originally made a 60-second version, although they were debating if they were going to shorten it down to 30 seconds. And I looked it up, and CBS is charging an average of $5.2 million for a 30-second ad.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So they were going to GoFundMe it? How are they going to get the money?
I am unclear. I don't know. Yeah. But I can't believe that amount of money.
Yeah, so they might have played CBS just by submitting it and being told no.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Do you think they allow anyone to submit, even?
Ooh.
Oh, why? Do you have a commercial you want to submit?
Yeah,
oh, but I got a commercial I want them to turn down.
Pitch it.
We had commercial for GiggleFit and and helicopters. They turned them both down. I think that's ridiculous. Everybody should purchase our items to get back at them.
Strong pitch. I'm going to do it right after I have some more of this seriously sour.
Is that the sativa that we have right now?
Yeah.
That's a fun name. That's like Suddenly
good.
Susan, but weed.
Right,
Suddenly
or like
Susan.
Accidentally Seymour. Maybe. Is that what it was called?
That movie?
Yeah.
I think so.
With Ryan Reynolds? Accidentally? Definitely maybe.
Yeah, that didn't sound quite right.
Accidentally maybe.
Oh no, I accidentally got myself into a maybe.
Okay, next topic.
Up in Michigan, there's a group of cannabis advocates who are suing the state to have marijuana removed as being categorized as a Schedule 1 drug.
Oh, it's about time.
Yeah, because the problem is that, by definition, that should mean that it has no medical value whatsoever. However, Michigan is a state that has it legalized medically, so it makes no sense. So, well,
quit contradicting yourself, Michigan. Pull it together. Get all the fingers and the thumb
backwards.
Together.
I'm yeah. from there, and I'm still messing it up.
Yeah.
No, it's that way. That's how it goes.
Aggressive with it, I thought.
What's that?
I thought Michigan used to be kind of progressive.
Well, they made it legal for medical
a long time ago.
But now they're sitting around, you know.
They also just went recreational on this.
They're trying to double dip, trying to get the money for the weed and then also get the money for arresting people. That's a double, classic double dip.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be like a $5 charge or something, I think.
A $5 charge for what?
I think a ticket in Michigan was...
Well,
was,
now it's recreational, really, but...
Yeah, but it used to be cheap.
Probably.
Yeah, it depends on where, you know, like that. Ann Arbor is very progressive on weed as compared to other parts of the state.
The advocates behind this specifically hope that this is going to end police raids.
Well, that's, yeah, that's the thing that's kind
of... In regards to marijuana.
...happening everywhere. It's just the idea, like, let's not pursue these cases anymore. But let's also, you know, I'm not hearing about enough places letting everybody out of prison who are in there for these...
It is starting to happen, though.
It's starting to
state
happen.
State by state, but it's
not happening enough.
Definitely.
You know, and there are some of the places where it's legal, weed is now legal, and there's people still in jail for weed, so
yeah,
it's not fair. But hopefully we have a more fun pot topic coming up.
Actually,
well, now
six
you
people
it,
dead.
The inventor of marijuana died.
Yeah, give us some good news over there.
Man, well,
only if you have some.
This one hopefully will result in being good news.
So okay.
Right now in Colorado, there are children with extreme medical cases who are allowed to use cannabis. However, they can only have one legal caretaker, so only that caretaker can purchase it for them. And so now there's a bill being introduced. It was introduced this month by Representative Matt Gray, which will allow children under 18 to have more than one person that can actually retrieve that medicine. Because in a lot of cases, they have to travel several hours to get to it.
Comes a real hassle.
Yeah, because they're only allowed to use very specific types.
Yeah, and like, you know, somebody's like a single parent, we can maybe get somebody else to help out and mm-hmm. also get to go pick up the weed.
Yeah, or even in situations where there just are two parents, it's just so much easier to
They're
be
busy.
Able to split those duties.
Exactly.
Other children. Mm-hmm.
This sounds good, Colorado. Just do it.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll work. I think that's going to be great.
Yeah, there's a go.
There's
a happy one. Yeah, let's hear it for a happy, happy story. Yeah. Loud clappers.
You know what? This mm-hmm. one's good news.
Okay.
2 months ago, Massachusetts legalized. They are the most recent one to do so. And in those 2 months, they have already generated nearly $24 million worth of sales.
Go!
$23.8 million as of January 20th,
like
to be specific.
That.
Great, yeah. Great work mm-hmm. they're doing there. You got a gig coming up there? Rod?
No, but hopefully soon, so that makes me happy. And also, you know, they need to chill out there in general. They're real aggressive.
I'm doing the Wilbur Theater in Boston on April 20th, on 420. So I'm very excited about that.
It's a beautiful theater, my favorite.
We're playing in the same it's town. Neat.
What?
On April 20th.
Where are you going to be?
We'll have to link up.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. So Massachusetts does have a 17% tax, which is, I believe, the highest in the nation right now. So they've made more than $4 million in taxes in those 2 months.
Well, good for them, I guess.
Depends how they use it, but yeah. It could be.
Yeah, exactly. But that's, you know, I think that's the other thing is all these places that have weed sales should, you know, treat it like the lottery and, you know, put that money into schools or something.
I think they do some in Colorado, right?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way to go.
So Florida.
Okay, so now we're going to get a bad one.
Hold on here. This is good. You're going to like this one, I think,
okay.
Actually.
Disneyland, it's okay to smoke.
Well, so right now medical marijuana is allowed in Florida, but flower is not allowed. You can do edibles, you can vape it, you can use oils, but you cannot actually smoke flower or sell flower. But now, the new governor, as of January 17th, said that if the state legislature does not change the law banning smoking medical cannabis this coming March, then he's going to drop the appeal that prevents flower sales, which was put into effect by his predecessor, Rick Scott.
ugh, Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, yeah. But now he's out, and there's this new guy who's...
who's all right with it.
He's into it,
yeah. The new guy's...
Ron DeSantis.
He's cool.
Yeah, ain't a better name. Gotta hear two first names.
Has to be Professor Ron.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Is this gonna so all this is happening soon, hopefully?
Yeah, he said that if they haven't changed it by March, then he's gonna step in.
That's just a month away, unless if you're watching this later.
And really, like,
are in the past. Tell us how it worked out.
It's crazy because the biggest reason Florida didn't actually legalize flower too was just because they thought that had too much of like the stoner image. Like that's what they were afraid of, was smoking it was just, that's too wrong.
That is the nastiest way to do it, I think.
Florida's an interesting state.
I'll be at the Improv in Tampa on February 28th.
I just got sued in Florida.
Sued?
Yes, I got sued.
For what?
Yeah. The first time.
For just sitting around quietly?
No, I did. I did a show in Jacksonville, and the promoter got went bankrupt, and then sent his bankruptcy like 2 days after the festival. They gave us the check and, you know, sent, you know, it took me a couple days to get the check to my business manager, and then one day late or something, and by law, you can go bankrupt in Florida and sue the vendors that you've actually paid in between the time that they gave you the check and they filed bankruptcy. Oh. So it's a complete, it sounds crazy, but I did the show, everything.
What are they suing you for?
The money that they gave me.
Yeah.
They just want you to give back the money?
Yes.
But you did the show?
I did the show.
So what are you gonna do now? Do you have to go?
I went
sit
already.
In the courtroom there?
Yeah, I went there. I was having dreams of being Perry Mason, or, you know, at least saying objection. And that didn't, you know, I got there and they said, well, you can't really represent yourself. And also there's all this stuff that happened, and it went back to the creditor or the person suing me. So I just have, I was gonna have to hire a lawyer and all that, but I wanted to represent myself. But then I was told I couldn't represent myself.
That doesn't, I think that's not, I've seen a lot of TV, and the rule is you can represent yourself if you want to.
Yeah, you gotta represent. You got to.
Right? Isn't
they
that the rule?
They gotta let you represent.
Because it would cost.
Or could it be different in some states, like Florida? Maybe you can't represent yourself.
Oh, they charge you money to represent yourself?
Well, if you had a lawyer, it would cost you money to represent yourself. So, therefore,
they make you get a public attorney, or
they didn't offer that. They don't offer that.
Because he's just being sued. He's not being charged with a crime.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, don't get sued, you guys. That's the lesson to learn here, and hopefully this will work out.
That's your fault, really.
Yeah, just don't do stuff that keeps you from being sued.
Yeah.
Could you give him the money? Could you give him the money back, or did you already spend it on?
No, he didn't get any money.
No, he got the money.
Oh, I'm sorry, money.
But he did the job.
They want you to return it.
He did the job, and they still want it back.
Yeah. No, that's your money.
Happens to me all the time.
That's what I did.
But I mean, you know what I mean? You haven't spent the money, have you?
I put it in, I paid taxes on it and everything because it was right near the new year. And
yeah, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it.
Thanks for the positive reinforcement.
I don't wish that on anybody. Be sued for doing a show. You should say, give me my show back.
They also sued another band and the wine company that they got all their liquor from. So
they're just going around suing everybody. Yeah. Maybe those other people will be big, you know, have powerful lawyers that can fight it, and that'll help your case.
I think it's under law that you can do, you know, that's, you know, it's what it is. So we'll see.
Yeah. Thank you, Alicia.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Doug. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you next time, and we'll be right back. Hey, we're back. We're back here with my friend, my new friend, Clarence, a.k.a. Citizen Cope, and old friend Ron Funches, and the Dab King of Southern California, the Dab Master General of the United States. So many titles.
The whole United States.
I don't know
States.
How you juggle them all.
I forget them until you say them.
Yeah, Taylor Rizzo is here to... Oh,
yay.
There you go. He's here to dab us out if we so choose. I don't know what you gentlemen have planned for the rest of the day and evening. I know that I don't have anything. I have to do a Doug Loves Movies taping. But, you know. I'm committed to everything. So I'm committed to doing dabs here. And we've got a new post show that's going to also contain us doing dabs that we're going to try for the first time today. So basically what I'm trying to say is I'm going to be the most fucked up I've ever been leaving this building, but I'm still going to remember to stop by and pet the puppy.
Yeah, I pet the puppy.
That is a good dog out there.
Mm-hmm. True, but if he gets up on the gate, you gotta turn your back.
You gotta turn your back, and that is hard to turn your back on a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
But then the puppy learns.
Yeah, but then he turned his back on me. Then
you
I
did?
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, I see what it feels like. I don't like it.
That puppies, they're you know,
it's fun.
They're pretty shifty.
It feels like you're sucking in the ghost from Ghostbusters. It changes so many colors and yeah. stuff. I like
that's
that.
What it feels like. It's very festive.
Nice.
You can change the colors to whatever floats your boat. I'm a purple.
You're a purple guy? Yeah. I love purple.
It's my favorite color.
Me too.
I had to deny it for a long time.
Oh, okay, because you didn't feel masculine about it?
Because you'll get punched if you say purple.
Yeah, you got to let them know, though. It's regal, it's strong, it's intuitive.
That's right.
Purple. Why does a ghost eat a bunch of hot dogs, though?
I don't know.
Why would a ghost be
it's the ghost
hungry?
Of,
why would a ghost
Tobiashi.
Want to just gorge himself on hot dogs?
They can taste it, but they can't gain weight. So it's like
that's
just
right.
fun. That's
like,
good,
they're like,
I guess.
Boom.
But then where does it go? He just puts it in his mouth and it disappears.
Falls out.
Just gone.
Yeah.
I don't know. They did that in Casper, yeah. too. A lot of eating, but just landed on the floor.
Yeah, they don't. It doesn't land on the floor in Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah.
Just vanishes.
Goes to a different dimension.
I'm going to do some more research on this. I think the dark web might know.
They know everything.
What is that guy's name?
I don't know.
Right? They gave him a name. He's called the something ghost.
Mm.
And it's not just hot dog. Slimer.
Slimer.
Oh, yeah, okay. Slimer. You
fucking
not
Slimer.
Something the ghost.
It wasn't just a nickname, it was a real
name.
Like, people know his
Christian
name for some
name.
Reason. Like,
yeah.
Who calls him Slimer? Like, I guess Bill Murray?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe he didn't even have a name when he was alive. Why would a man named Slimer die and become a ghost named Slimer?
Maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
And then as a ghost, he's just got to slime people because he's like, well, that's my name.
Yeah, you're not going to give up that name if you had that name as a human.
Yeah, you just assume the position.
There's no better name than Slimer.
All right. Do you want to do a dab, guys? I'll do one.
There's one loaded up.
Bring one to me, sir. And we'll see. If you got plans later or whatever, I understand.
Red.
It's red little, means it's heating
a little
up.
Bit much.
Green means it's good to go.
Green is go time. Oh, it's go time. Mm.
What's exactly in the dab, in the juice?
The juice?
What's the process?
It's basically just the extracted THC from the actual plant.
It's just like wax.
Just wax. Basically, the best process now, I think, is when you press it, which is basically you just take
the rosin,
a nug of weed, and put it between two like heated panels, and they squish it, and it just all the terpenes and the keef and stuff that's on the outside of the flower, all that just kind of melts off and becomes your concentrate. And so that way, when you're smoking, you don't have the combustion of all the flower material and stuff. It's just the chemicals that are going to help you, the CBD, the THC, and the THCA. It's a much cleaner smoke.
Yeah, it gets you really high.
Yeah, high instant, and
it's fast.
It's a little more of a body high. It's a little less like thought cluttering, I feel like. Definitely more of a sit you in your chair and stay there for a while high, which I prefer. Which is why I'm the dad king, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if the people are too many people at the gym have just dabbed, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe.
I used to dab before a bike ride. It was my favorite thing to do. Just go out and enjoy a nice bike ride. It's a little harder in Hollywood now, but.
Right. That's why you stopped. Not yeah. Some terrible accident.
No, I'm just a little more nervous riding my bike around the streets of Hollywood as opposed to Charleston, South Carolina.
Right. Ron Funch's Giggle Fit premiered on January 4th on Comedy Central and is now available everywhere for download and purchase.
Yes. I like that.
Everywhere. Subway sandwich shops have it.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Awesome. Then your Xbox, your PlayStation, your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Find it.
That's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Your phone is everywhere now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your phone. That's what we should say from now on.
It's in your phone.
Hey, do you want this? It's in your phone.
In your phone. Just you know where. It. You know where you buy things in your phone. Just.
You know your phone stores. You've done some window shopping. And Citizen Cope's new album, Heroin and Helicopters. Those are the two things
he loves.
I was going to say, those are two things from Julie Andrews' list. Of a few of her favorite things. Heroin and helicopters. And. And.
I'd watch that.
Bicycles
movie for
and
sure.
Velociraptors. The album's out on March 1st.
Yes.
March 1st. Nice. Yeah. And our next show here is going to be on February 12th. Next Tuesday, and I think what that's going to be is an actual like a little preview or just an inside look at the new Doing Doug with Dabs show that we're going to start doing immediately after this show. Yeah, today. Right. We're going to sit here, and I think the idea is that I'm going to do dabs until my head hits the table.
Okay.
Because how exciting will that be when that happens?
I'm excited.
It's an action table, like lots of stuff will fall over.
Yeah,
there's wobblies.
Maybe
going
the
on.
Whole table will fall over because it's always been pretty precarious. But yeah, I did all the plugs and stuff because at the very end, the end of the show is very sudden. So
I
wanted to make sure that I said all of that. And now the question is, would either of you like to do a dab today with us? We'll each do more if necessary. There's no pressure, like nobody's being forced into
no
it.
No peer pressure.
Like yeah. Professor Ron.
Yeah, I'm already seeing like a new show on Fox.
Professor
Cope
Ron.
And the Professor.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Professor Cope, yeah.
CBS.
Yeah.
Oh, CBS? Yeah, you think it's going to hit the older people?
We can do some medical ads. Huh?
Yeah, I'll take a small one.
Cool.
All right, yeah, he's taking a small one. Ron's going to do a small one.
Green means go.
Is it already in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's already in there.
Well, then I guess I didn't get to decide how much is a small one.
You can stop whenever you want
to
stop. Can
just, you have to trust the
Dab King. I don't think I put a very
big
one in there anyways, yeah.
I mean, a person with a title like Dab King, they're pretty trustworthy.
It's true.
I'd like to be the Trust King as well. Can I hold multiple titles?
No.
Yeah.
Every title has to have Dab.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
Yeah, they all have to have Dab in them.
Seeking too much power now.
Yeah, stay within your borders.
Okay.
But I would like to see you do some magic tricks.
I don't know if I could, yeah.
And the act will be called Dabracadabra.
Yeah, okay.
I like that.
The only one I think
this fucking device right here looks like a magic trick.
It does.
You know what I mean? Like if you just had like a...
Now you're sober,
if you
would
just dramatically
not.
Take a cloth off of it before you start and then do some magic fingers around it when it's going to change colors.
Mm-hmm. Didn't people
Whose
use
turn is it?
Butane?
It's back to me if Cope doesn't want one.
Oh, that's right. Are you in?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Oh my goodness.
Purple haze.
Wait till it goes green, and then you're good to go.
So exciting. Oh, he's going to hold it.
Like a pro.
What do you do?
Just go ahead and hit it, just like a normal
just take a hit off.
Yeah, you don't even have to pull that off if you don't want.
We just do that for show. It's not really necessary.
There it is.
Yeah. How do you like how that feels?
Very clean, like you said.
Yeah. Smooth.
Excuse me.
Pardon me. Oh, I'm allergic to it, but it's good.
Oh, that would suck.
You've done dabs before somewhere or anywhere? Or is that the first time?
It was my first dab.
Oh.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, well, we hope...
I saw somebody doing it one time, and they were using one of those butane
torch.
Yeah, it kind of made me...
Yeah, it turns people off.
Yes.
Pretty easily.
Yeah, we're getting a lot more yeses from the panelists, the guests. Because we ask everybody at the end of the show, do you want to do a dab? And we're getting a lot more yeses since we found this contraption. Because it's a lot less scary than...
Yeah, it's much more user-friendly.
Yeah, then things that have a whole
so
big
what's the size
heating
behind that
device.
Basically, there's
20 seconds.
A little dish inside of here that heats up.
Go!
And it evaporates the oil.
Explain it faster!
And you're inhaling the oil instead of combusted plant.
Thank
material.
You, Ron Funch and Susan Cope, Alicia and Taylor, and everybody on the crew, and the dog that's waiting outside to be petted. And we go pet it real good. Because that's what, you know, when I get really high, that's all I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is pet a dog. See you next time.